A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Some years ago, my mother-in-law, Mabel, gave me a beautiful strand of vintage pearls. She said to me that they were valuable but very much in need of restringing, so I took them right away to a jeweler to have that work done. Turns out that the pearls didn't actually need restringing because they weren't actually real. And, you know, there's no diplomatic way to bring that up to a mother-in-law. But Mabel kept asking me whether I'd had them repaired, so eventually I had to fess up. She was pretty embarrassed, and it turned out that there were two strands, one real and one fake, and she'd given me the wrong one. So after some searching, Mabel found the velvet bag with the other strand. It was lustrous and heavy, and I took them straight to the jeweler's, and you can probably see where this is going. They were also fake. I'm pretty sure that jeweler thought I was up to some kind of no good, maybe stealing pearl necklaces from old ladies at the opera, trying to sell them on the black market or something. And as far as my mother-in-law went, I totally intended to take this secret to my grave. Unfortunately, that intention seriously underestimated Mabel. She might have been 80, but she was a determined little 80-year-old, and she eventually got the whole story out of me. The fact that both her strands of pearls were fake, that was news to her too, and she kept trying to apologize. But everyone, suddenly, I just saw the whole thing in a new way, and I told her, "You know, this is not a problem. All along, you thought you had these authentic and costly pearls. And you gave them to me. Twice. I just feel beloved." During all that time, we'd been fretting over which strand of pearls was real, and all that time I'd been trying to figure out how I could avoid sharing that neither strand was. I'd been coming to an awareness of what was actually the gift here. In looking for one kind of gift, I discovered another, better one. So I feel very compassionate toward the disciples in today's gospel reading from Mark, because they're looking for one kind of gift as well on their way to seeing another, better one. You notice the scripture doesn't actually say that they're arguing for their own greatness. Each one could just as easily be saying, "I think Peter's doing the best job of learning from Jesus," and, "No, I think it's definitely John." But greatness isn't the gift here. Openness is. That's what receiving the little child represents. Openness is a hospitality of our hearts to receive Jesus Christ in the unlooked for. The literal and metaphorical little children in our midst. Yes, that literal child who just threw a fit at the grocery store, and also the metaphorical one the victim of war or storms or terror. Whoever's looking out at us from whichever heartbroken place in the world is on tonight's newscast. The one longing for clean water or adequate medical care or even just a safe street to walk along and visit with the neighbors. All the people whose value we might miss because we're looking past them for something else. Jesus calls us to receive them so we receive him. You know, everybody, Mabel died a few years ago, but the pearls are still with me, and so is the way she received me. Both gifts to be passed on. Because as you look around, you see that the little children of this gospel are everywhere to be received in Jesus' name.